Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It is Thursday, June 23rd. Let's just get right into it, shall we? So Death Valley Photo wins National Parks Foundation Photo Contest. That's pretty awesome. Awe-inspiring images captures the wonders of national parks. National Park Foundation announces photo contest winners. A photo of Death Valley National Park is one of the winning images from the National Park Foundation's 2021 Share the Experience Photo Contest. The Share the Experience Photo Contest invites amateur photographers to submit their favorite views, moments, memories, and adventures from national parks and public lands across the United States with safety top of mind. Marissa Toma took the winning photograph of Death Valley National Park, which was honored in the fan favorite category. Toma said about her photo, "I hope it inspires other females to be confident enough to take solo adventures. I know I was intimidated at first by planning and taking a solo trip to such a large and desolate place, but I think traveling alone allows you the opportunity to get to know yourself better and to be free to meet other people along the way." That's cool. Toma's photograph was among the winners selected from 10,893 entries. All winning photos can be viewed at sharetheexperience.org/spotlight. There is a link at easternsiernow.com if you'd like to see that. The winning photos capture the imagination and inspire wonder, said Will Shafroth, president and CEO of the National Park Foundation. Congratulations to this year's contest winners, whose park experiences and captivating images invite people to connect with the natural beauty and history preserved in national parks. The 2022 contest is now open now through December 31st. Please visit sharetheexperience.org to learn more about the contest. You can also follow at National Park Foundation on Instagram for photo inspiration. The 2022 Share the Experience Photo Contest is hosted by the National Park Foundation and Booz Allen Hamilton in partnership with the National Park Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Bureau of Reclamation, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Forest Service, and recreation.gov. Definitely worth checking out. So, up next we have the Mammoth Bike Report for the weekend. So, that should be pretty nice. Looks like it's going to be decent weather. There are 25 trails open now. 5 easiest, 10 intermediate, 3 advanced, 6 expert, and 1 pro. So that's open since last week. With the opening of Breakthrough from Mid Mountain, the myriad of trails expanding east toward Canyon Lodge are now begging to be shredded. This is one of our biggest weeks for new trail openings this season, and here's an overview for your convenience. Breakthrough is intermediate. After a somewhat technical traverse across the face of Chair 5, this trail zigs and zags down to F-stop and the downtown intersection. High speed and a fair amount of rock features keep this trail interesting. Seven Bridges is advanced. Catch this classic trail off Breakthrough at the turn off for Flow. After cruising through a deep dark forest, this trail drops into Lower Dry Creek, bobbing and weaving across the technical bridges which give the trail its name. For advanced riders, this one should not be missed. Ricochet is also advanced. Take the turn to Seven Bridges, then hang a right about a quarter of a mile down the trail. Steep and utterly awesome, Ricochet is the most underrated trail in the park by far. And there's a few more you're going to want to check out, advanced and experts that opened up. And for more on the lift and trail status, head over to easternsiernow.com where you can get that information. So, another really cool Death Valley bit of news that's happening here. On July 11th through 13th, Adventure Corps will present its legendary Bad Water 135 Ultra Marathon, the 135-mile world championship now in its 45th year. This world-renowned event pits up to 100 of the world's toughest athletes against one another and the elements in a crucible like no other. From below sea level and scorching temperatures to altitudes as high as 8,360 feet, 95 endurance athletes representing 23 nations plus 28 American states and the Navajo Nation will face off in a grueling 135-mile nonstop running race from Death Valley to Mount Whitney, California. Widely recognized as the world's toughest foot race, the Invitational Badwater 135 is the most demanding and extreme running race on the planet. That already sounds awful to me. The start line is at Badwater Basin, Death Valley, which marks the lowest elevation in North America, 282 feet below sea level. The race finishes at Whitney Portal at 8,300 feet. The course covers three mountain ranges for a total of 14,600 of cumulative vertical ascent and 6,100 of cumulative descent. Whitney Portal is the trailhead to the Mount Whitney Summit, the highest point in the contiguous United States. Competitors travel through places with names like Mushroom Rock, Furnace Creek, Salt Creek, Devil's Cornfield, Devil's Golf Course, Stovepipe Wells, Panama Springs, Darwin, Keeler, Alabama Hills, and Lone Pine. The Badwater 135 is held under permits from and in close collaboration with Death Valley National Park, California Department of Transportation, Inyo National Forest, and Inyo County. Adventure Corps, on behalf of all competitors and support groups, also gratefully acknowledge that these lands have been lived upon for at least 1,000 years by Native peoples, including the Timbisha Shoshone and the Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone tribes who live on the race course today. We honor and share their deep reverence for these lands. While runners running the course in the 70s, the race itself has been part of the fabric of life in Inyo County since 1987. A recent study indicated an annual economic impact of $1.2 million, half of it spent in Death Valley National Park and surrounding gateway communities such as Lone Pine. The race is supported by former U.S. Congressman Colonel Paul Cook, retired now, of California's 8th District, the Inyo County Board of Supervisors, the Lone Pine Chamber of Commerce, and a wide panorama of businesses and charities which are positively impact. That's pretty awesome. If you'd like to see more about who's running, then come to check out the article at easternseernow.com. There's a lot there. You don't want me to read that, but you might be interested in it. So go check it out. Okay, guys, I think we're going to call it short today. That's going to be it. I will leave you with our sponsors and we will check in with you tomorrow. Have a good one.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.